but my life, I will say, I spent it with you. If I wake up in World War III, I see destruction and poverty, and I feel like I wanna go home. It's okay if you're coming with me. It's alright. If I lose my fame and fortune,
really don't matter.
And I'm homeless on the street,
Lord, Lord.
And I'm sleeping in Grand Central Station,
okay.
It's okay if you're sleeping with me. As the years they pass us by, we stay young through each other's eyes. And no matter how we get on, it's okay as long as I got you, baby.
Somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few wins as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But
for what?
We don't love them hoes.
Yeah. So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, while you motherfuckers bounce to this.
Rolling down the street,
laid back.
With my mind on my money and my
now
money on my
back. I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating me. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mackin' to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady. 80 degrees when I tell that bitch, please raise up off these N.U.T.s, cause you gets none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze. Biatch, I'm just laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang to Tango Ray. And a fat ass Jake of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tango Ray and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping, I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me. Not with a cherry on top, cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the box to cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the dope. And I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice.
Biatch.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Touch it, bring it,
hey, yo,
pay
sis,
it,
I don't think
watch
ready
it, turn
for this
it,
shit.
Leave it, stop formatting. Touch it, bring it, pay it,
hey,
watch
let me
it,
take
turn
their ass
it,
back
it,
to the club real quick.
It, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatting. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatting. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatting. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatting.
Get low, bus. What?
Who be the king of the sound? Uh-huh. Bust a bus back to just put a lock on the town. Uh-huh. None of my bitches be coming for miles around. See, they be coming because they know how to guard.
Turn it up. Now you know who holding the throne, so give me the crown. Huh. Niggas saluting and trying to give me a pound. I don't really fuck with you niggas is clowns. Ha. Making the bitches strip and throw this shit on the ground.
Get low, bus. Now that's the way that it goes. Uh-huh. When we up in the spot, the shit be flooded with holes. Come on, see, when you make it hot, the chicks will come out their clothes. That's when they get it. Huh. Mommy, you already know I'm
turn
suppose.
It up. Shorty wildin' and shorty open, she beastin' it out. For the record, just a second, I'm freaking it out.
Come on,
watch it trying to touch it, I was peeping it out. She turned around and was trying to put my dick in the mouth. I let her
touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatting. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatting. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatting. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatting.
And as we start again, we ringing the bell. Uh-huh. When I come, I be doing it and doing it well. Uh-huh. Then I beat up the coochie and be making it swell. Trying to hide the smell of the sack, praying on a Chanel.
Then they try to walk with the straps, so no one could tell.
Come on.
How a nigga got in their butt, made everything jail.
Come on.
Now the chick a wild like a nut, she blowin' my cell.
Come on.
Can't get enough with the kid, I put her under my spell.
Get low, bus. It's crowded, mommy, move it along. Uh-huh. If you know you bout it, then get to removing your thong. Uh-huh. To the whip and back of the truck, it's where you belong. After the yak, to be the type of raunchy shit that
turn
be
it
on.
Up. Street niggas respect it because my movement is strong.
Come on.
Cause we consistently rap and see my money is long. All my bitches is with me, see how they singing the song. Plus how we get in the stick and we be dicking along. I let them
touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatting. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatting. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatting. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatting.
The guard of the block, the seat that I'm back. Uh-huh. Every single time that I drop, this shit is a wrap.
Uh-huh.
For the niggas hating the kid, I'm close to the strap, cause all these bitches wanna come talk and sit on
turn
my lap.
Turn it up, every time I give you bang, shit, they're knocking your whip.
Come on,
nigga, always do his thing, bitch. Locking the strip,
come on.
Lot of mommies just dancing and they shaking their hips. After that, they get low and put the thing on their lips. I let them
touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatting. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it. Touch it, turn it, leave it, start formatted. Touch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, start formatted. Touch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, start formatted. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start formatted. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start formatted. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start formatted. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start formatted. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start formatted. Touch it, bring it, pay it.
I want to know who motherfucking representing it here tonight. Hold on, hold on.
I keep letting you back in. How can I explain myself? You said you care for me, care for me, care for me.
Louisiana shit. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know? Yeah. Everybody get your motherfucking roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fabo. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright, it's a short life. That's a real one in your reflection. Without a follow, without a mention. You really piping up on these niggas. You gotta be nice for what to these niggas? I understand. You got 100 bands, you got a baby Benz. You got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense. You already had them. Work at 8 a.m., finish round 5. Post talk down, you don't see them outside. Yeah, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days, you know hard times. Doing overtime for the last month. Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up. Gotta hit the club, gotta make the ass jump. Gotta hit the club like you hit the motherfucking angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fabo. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you're showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life.
These hoes, your boy, Amy.
Watch the breakdown.
I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly. When the rain hits my window, I take it. Me some endo, me and Timberland, we sang a dango. We so tight that you get our styles tangled. Sway your do-si-do like you loco. Can we get kinky tonight like Coco? So-so, you wanna play with my yo-yo? I smoke my hydro on the D-Lo.
I can't stand her. It's my window. beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep?
Vroom.
I'm driving to the beach. Top down, loud sound, see my peace. Give them pounds, now look who it be. It be me, 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 and Timothy. Look like it's about to rain, what a shame. I got the armor or the shine up the same. Old Missy, try to maintain. I can't stand the rain. I feel the wind. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9, 10. Begin. I sit on heels like Lauren until the rain starts coming down pouring on the chair. I got my umbrella. My finger waves these days. They fall like chumpy. I break up with him before he dump. They have me. Yes, he lucky. Yes, he lucky.
It's my window. I can't stand the rain.
Alive. We could fuck until the dawn, making lots of cherries gone.
Erotic City can't.
Being alone.
Come on. Ha. Sicker than your average. Pop a twist cabbage off instinct. Niggas don't think shit. Stink pink gators. My Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn.
That's
dead right. If the head right, Biggie there. A night. Papa been school since days of under rules. Never lose. Never choose to. Bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us. Talk, go through us. Girls want to us. Do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take that.
Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus piece. With my peace. Packing, asking who want it. You got it, nigga, flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Biggie, 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 can't you
you see. Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. I guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. I guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain.
I put holes in NY onto DKNY. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty boy the coochie. Now who's the real dookie? Meaning who's really the shit? The niggas ride dicks. Frank White push six on the Lexus. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tints if I want some ass. Gon' blast sweet serves. Ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, a nigga rapping about blunts and broads. Tits and bras, menage a trois. Sex and expensive cars. I still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment. No for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay true. Richer than richer. So you niggas come and kick. Come on.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken. You're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken. You're so vain.
I can fill you with real millionaire shit. That's cargo, my cargo. 160, swiftly. Wreck it by your new one. Your crew run, run, run.
Your crew run.
I know you sick of this. Name brand, nigga with flows. Girl, say he sweet like licorice. So get with this, nigga, it's easy. Girlfriend, here's a bitch. Call me round 10. Come through, have sex on rough, that's Persian.
That's right.
Come up to your job, hit you while you're working. For certain, pop a freaking, not speaking. Leave the ass leaking like rapper demo. Tell them who, take their clothes off slowly. Kill them with the force like Kobe. Dick black like Kobe. Watch me roam like Roman. Lucky they don't owe me. Where to say, show me.
Say
homie.
Homie.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, biggie, can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so vain.
Push it good.
Push it.
Push it real.
Hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get, for the smell of it. You want my bar, here's the hot rod.
Hot
12
rod.
Inches to a yard and have you sounding like a retard.
Yeah.
Big 12 of a 6'2", wanna hit you.
So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I wanna shoot.
Sure.
Hi, I'm Ina-Louisa Carter, the VP Social for Black Students Network at McGill, and this is Black Talk. We have an exciting program for all those tuning in, but before we begin, I would like to shine a light on how far we, as a community, have come. These past 12 months have been a challenge, to say the least. I remember last year, at this time, the buzz about the coronavirus was just starting. I would see devastating footage from Wuhan on my social media. I, and most of us, never dreamed that it would make its way here. And yet, no doubt it did. And here we are, just shy of the year anniversary of when COVID-19 changed our lives. As the months went by, after the legendary day that was March 13th, 2020, we were front row seat to a revolution. It seemed as though everything was being uprooted, root and stem. Borders shutting down, schools closing, COVID ravaging its way through cities and countries, and all of us watching helpless, stuck within the confines of our home, unable to prevent it. I remember turning on the news and hearing statistics about the disproportionate death rates in lower-income Black communities. And, as a Black woman myself, it struck something deep within me, especially in light of the rumors that Black people were so-called immune to COVID-19. But the racial revolution was only beginning. The world needed to confront its history of anti-Blackness and racism. We had the Band-Aid ripped off with no care or caution for our comfort, and our eyes were forced to witness the brutality and deep hatred of our world. Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Regis Korchinski Paquette, and George Floyd, a murder that we all witnessed. The world erupted in anger everywhere, and it showed the collective outcry and rage truly can accomplish amazing things. But, of course, we witnessed the horrific backlash, the inhumanity of the police, the abuse of power in the name of keeping the so-called peace. Other notable things happened. We were granted some truly sensational headlines, but Donald Trump, with his debate against Biden and refusing to denounce white supremacy, really did stick out to me. And in an interview about America's failure to handle the pandemic, he simply responded with, "It is what it is." Remember the racial disproportionality I mentioned earlier on? What a coincidence that is. And despite all this, look how far we have come. Despite the social unrest and uncertainty, the adjustment and isolation, you are here. Congratulations, you have done exceptionally well, in spite of the circumstances. Let this podcast be a celebration of how far you have come. We have an exciting program for you today. First up, we have Jennifer Philogene and her podcast called Melon and Care at 12 p.m. Then we have Nydia G with her podcast Blackness and Trauma at 4 p.m. And then we have Emily Rose Nyonde and her podcast Blackness in the Media at 6 p.m. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy.
I'm really happy to be able to record this episode. I really hope that you're gonna enjoy it. And once again, I'm so grateful to be able to record this podcast. So once again, I'm just gonna introduce myself. So my name is Nydia, and I'm a student at McGill University, and I plan on switching to becoming a teacher in kindergarten. Hopefully, finger crossed, next semester I'm able to get in. So outside of work and school, I consider myself a social justice advocate with a focus on intersectionality. And for today's episode, I want to tackle mental health and why it's not accessible to marginalized communities, and the importance of vulnerability, redefining vulnerability, and letting go of old patterns. So I just want to say happy Black History Month to my sister, brothers, and days. I hope that you are well. Since it's Black History Month, I think it will be important to tackle how Black people are dealing with intergenerational trauma and why we're still in survival mode despite everything. So the survival mode is like similar to someone who has post-traumatic stress. They are unable to recognize the present and the past because their brain is like constantly replaying old scenarios. So trigger warning, rape. Just gonna wait if you want to like exit the episode. Okay, so as you may or may not know, white slaves master would rape Black women in front of everyone, and Black men weren't able to protect Black women. So there's a power dynamic that's still present in the community, and now we are numbing ourselves, which is actually a trauma response because it's just too much to handle. And when we take into consideration our past trauma, we struggle with intimacy, physical touch, and we have a hard time verbalizing our feelings, and we always complain about how our parents are emotionally distant or forced us to be hyper-vigilant and hyper-independent. I know that I'm generalizing a lot, but intentional trauma actually gets passed down to every individual. So within the Black community, we feel the need to create safe spaces, and we want to heal so bad, but we tend to forget that our brains are actually stuck into this survival mode because the outside world isn't actually safe. So we are consistently exposed to bad news, and we try to get through, but it's really just not working. So we all know that Black people are more likely to have heart disease, depression, anxiety, addictions, in order to cope with the harsh reality. And I want you to keep in mind that mental health is so important, but the downside of the message is that no amount of mental health resources can actually heal us from white supremacy and capitalism, especially when those two systems of oppression are still alive. And white people really don't care about us because our trauma keeps them in a position of power. So if we want to get out of this survival mode, we will need a revolution that would abolish every form of oppression and create something new. Because we can't rewire a brain from the past, especially if it still lingers into the present. So like I was explaining, the reason why mental health is just not accessible is to maintain the status quo. And mental health also includes liberating yourself from the whole baggage and having access to inner peace. So ask yourself, what would white supremacy allow you to have inner peace in the first place? And it doesn't work for them. So keeping you in a system of oppression as long as possible is like their free ticket to power. So the system has been designed to have people at the top and the others at the bottom. It's really just a power dynamic. Now we are going to do the importance of vulnerability and redefining vulnerability, because I think when you take into consideration this baggage, you are able to navigate through that. So Valentine's Day was a few days ago, and I know some people were feeling lonely, and then within the context of the pandemic, it's a lot. It's overwhelming, I guess. And I think it's really easy to fall into the void of loneliness. But I do believe that love exists outside of the romantic relationship, and that intimacy exists outside of romantic relationship as well. And I do think that I consider my friends to be like my lovers, honestly. The relationship that I have with them is so wholesome, honest, and sincere. And I just really, really love them a lot. Which is probably why I don't feel the need to have a romantic relationship because I'm just like, my friends are already my lovers. So why would anyone even compare to them? But maybe, anyways, maybe that's just me. But since we're in a pandemic, I can't believe 1 year anniversary of COVID is coming up. But anyways, this whole situation is like forcing us to reconsider intimacy and vulnerability. And vulnerability is really important to me, and I really love the concept, but it's not easy. So to me, vulnerability is about how we connect to others. It's about radical self-acceptance. Being vulnerable really is about the little things. For example, letting someone know how you feel about them and letting people know that you're not doing okay, or holding space for yourself. I've been connecting with people online and connecting with my old friends as well. And one of the games that I've been using is the We're Not Really Stranger games. No, this is not a bouncer. I genuinely like and enjoy this game. It's just really great, and I recommend it to everyone. But basically, the game is like a set of questions that allows you to avoid surface level questions and avoid the small talk and actually dive deeper. The game also allows you to truly understand the other person and makes them feel seen. About vulnerability and intimacy, I guess I just want to add, I understand why for some people it could be like scary to open up, because we all have this baggage and it's not easy to act outside of a survival mode, and it's not easy to like let go of old patterns, old behaviors. It's really not easy. I don't know if I want to get super deep into that, but I was thinking about that today. I think that relationship really, maybe not scare me, it's just they feel like a space I've never considered before. And they feel scary because I've never, how can I say this? I feel like I have to reconsider my space, and I have to like talk with the other person, and make time for them. And don't get me wrong, I don't mind making time for the other person. It's just, I feel like I'm giving up some of my freedom, and I have to fix my schedule for them. And I don't know, maybe I don't want to give up my freedom, that's the thing. And I feel like once you're like committed to someone, that includes you have to make them fit in your schedule. And don't get me wrong, I make my friends fit in my schedule. Of course I do. I'm not used to seeing someone every single week. I'm the type of person, I could see you once a year, it wouldn't matter, because the connection is still going to be amazing, and the conversation is just going to flow. It's like we're just going to pick up where we left, technically. But then, why is it so complicated when it's like a romantic relationship? I really don't, my brain is having a hard time grasping that reality, honestly. Vulnerability is about being honest with yourself, knowing your boundaries, and having self-respect for yourself as well. Yup, that's how I see it. Do I want to tackle my dating life? This is embarrassing. Dating in a pandemic has been really interesting. But since I've been through a lot, it's really easy to like spot the red flags and notice the patterns. And it's always the same thing, the love bombing, and then they don't respect your boundaries, and then they get mad when you tell them like, hey, I don't like when you do this, and then they take it the wrong way when you try to protect your sanity and mental health. But then again, what can I say, it's just men. I'm used to it. But it's like, I don't want to give that one person that I've been talking to too much credit. But they're really great. Honestly, I don't have anything bad to say about them. I think it's just my brain overthinking. And it's just me being scared because, once again, I don't do romantic relationship. I don't do that. I've never been in, like, a stable relationship, and I don't claim anyone else. So it's like, oh, this feels different. I don't know if I'm supposed to be scared or, like, super excited. Right now, I'm just like, oh, well, I have shit to do. Why would I even see someone every week? And then I'm like, oh, I think that I really enjoy talking to them. I genuinely do. And I love spending time with them. So, yeah. I guess letting go of old patterns also includes knowing when you're acting out from old behaviors. And I also want to, like, keep my heart open and not close myself up from the world. And I also want to keep in mind that I believe that I deserve love that isn't associated to trauma. If my friendship are wholesome, then I think that I can have a romantic interest that's also on the same level, right? I don't have to settle for anything that I don't deserve. And I know what I'm bringing to the table. It's more a question of, do I want to give up my freedom this quick? Honestly, I don't think I will. But then again, that's what I was talking about with a friend. I was explaining how, you know, everything is on my terms, and creating a safe space really starts with myself. So I just have to remind myself that I am safe at the current moment, and no matter what happened in the past, it's not the past isn't now, right? So I have to relax, take it slow, and hope for the best. Yep, and hope for the best. Vulnerability, I think that people get vulnerability and being open emotionally mixed up, because you can be vulnerable and still emotionally unavailable. The two don't exist together. I mean, they could, but they do exist together, but I've met people who were vulnerable and still weren't emotionally available. And I get it, it's really not easy to be emotionally available. It's really not easy to be vulnerable all the time either. It's a lot. I think it takes a lot of courage to own your emotions in a world that likes to, like, have this wall. It's really easier to have a wall and, like, be numb than to actually own up to your feelings. But then again, people are doing the best that they can with the resources that they have. So I really try my best not to take anything personal. I hope this provided some sort of clarity, and I hope this gave you another perspective on things. I don't know. That was fun. But yeah, I think that's all I have to say. Once again, thank you so much for listening to me and for holding space for me. I hope that you're having a wonderful day. I'm sending you so much love. And yeah, be gentle with yourself. That's all I have to say. We'll be right back.
diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing. All right, now, now. I'm gonna send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right.